This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brim. Sudanese security forces arrested demonstrators in Khartoum Wednesday, including three leading pro-democracy activists, as the World Bank and African Union took steps to increase pressure on the leaders of Monday's military coup. Witnesses say security forces fired tear gas at protesters and arrested them while removing their barricades in the capital. On Tuesday, Sudanese military chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan defended the army's overthrow of the country's transitional government, saying it was necessary to avoid a civil war. The military chief declared a national emergency Monday and announced the end of the joint civilian military sovereign council that had run the country since August of 2019, shortly after the ousted longtime autocrat President Omar al-Bashir. He pledged the government would turn over power, that is, to a civilian government in July of 2023 after general elections are held. The United States is working on a hypersonic weapon technologies after the top U.S. military general, Mark Milley, said China conducted a very concerning test of such a weapon system as part of its aggressive advance in space and military technologies. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "Our own pursuit of hypersonic capabilities is real, it's tangible, and we are absolutely working towards being able to develop that capability." Milley was the first Pentagon official to confirm on the record the nature of a test this year by the Chinese military that the Financial Times reported was a nuclear-capable hypersonic weapon that was launched into space and orbited the Earth before returning to the atmosphere and gliding toward its target in China. This is VOA News. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen said she has faith that the United States will defend the island in the event China launches a military strike in an interview with CNN broadcast Wednesday. But she also added she hopes that China and Taiwan can coexist peacefully despite the current knife-edge atmosphere. The remarks come as tensions soar in East Asia, where incursions by Chinese warplanes into Taiwan's air defense zone have spiked in recent weeks. Despite the persistent threats and aggression by Beijing, Tsai told CNN she is willing to meet with Xi in order to reduce misunderstanding and address the differences in their political systems. U.S. President Joe Biden recently told a televised forum that Washington was ready to defend Taiwan from any Chinese invasion. The remarks were walked back by the White House, which wants to maintain a strategy of ambiguity and whether it would intervene militarily if China were to attack. Iran said Wednesday it will resume talks with world powers about its nuclear development program by the end of next month. The 2015 agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, included the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. But former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of it back in 2018 and reimposed economic sanctions on Iran. Since then, Iran has said it has ramped up its enrichment of uranium to a 60% purity level, but not to the 90% enrichment level that is considered weapons grade. Iran has, over recent years, continually denied it intends to assemble nuclear weapons and says its nuclear development is for peaceful purposes. President Joe Biden has said he is willing to restart talks if Iran is willing to adhere to its earlier commitments on the nuclear agreement and end its stepped-up enrichment of uranium. Brazilian senators delivered a report to the country's attorney general on Wednesday, accusing President Jair Bolsonaro and top officials in his administration of a series of crimes related to the mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic. Brazil's attorney general, who is in the past has sided with the president and is seen as protecting him, has decided whether to set the Senate investigation warrant and open inquiry. Senators do not expect the attorney general to move forward with charges against Bolsonaro. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.